The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he has compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. The Gospel of the Lord. This particular gospel, which I just proclaimed to you, it did not come to fruition for me until 3 years ago. I didn't understand what it's really talking about until I had the experience. So what happened 3 years ago? I was in the middle of the jungle of northeast Thailand. I was ministering with the Karen, you know, the people of the tribes in this northeast region. They are not Thai. They are migrants from Myanmar after the revolution there. So they move over to this particular part of Thailand, and they live there in this jungle. And by the Sacred Heart Mission, these were all Christian, or baptized Catholics, but they were abandoned. But what happened there solidified me becoming a redemptress, taking the final vow to be a redemptress for the rest of my life. It was the time was around I think October. It was the time for the harvest. And then this one particular family, his mom is about 60-something. She suffered greatly from arthritis. And she has two sons. One of the sons went far away into the city to work. And the other son, he's in his 40s. So, but he's a heavy, heavy drinker, an alcoholic. His wife left him. So at the time of the harvest, you know, when most of you who are farmer know this. I did not know this because I grew up in the city. In the times of harvest, you need to have a big family because there's a lot of work needs to get done. But this woman, she only has one drunken son and no other family members. And her field needs to get harvest. And nobody willing from the same small villages were willing to come and help them. Because I come to learn that it is a custom in that small villages or in this particular culture, if you want people to help you, to do something for you, you need to feed them. But they were poor. They didn't have anything to feed them. So the So the neighbors know that. So nobody can come to help them. So what happened? The priest, the redemptorist I live with, he's actually currently living in Wisconsin now, working with the monk. He gathered all the students who live in our residence, take them out, and send them into this woman's field. And they began the harvest. We began the harvest for this family. It was that experience that changes my understanding of what it means to be a redemptorist, to be a missionary. Can you think of, it's a powerful experience, you know? It's reminders, these encounters, it's changed our direction in life. Can you think of your in your own personal life of the time when you encounter a situation that changes your whole life around? It changes your value. It changes your whole perspective. For St. Alphonsus, the patron saints of this parish, the founder of the Redemptorists, his powerful experience came at the age of 20 in the lost case, not because he was not capable. He was a very, very successful lawyer of his time by the age of 20. But he lost this trial case is because of the corruption in the judicial system of his time. And because of that experience, changes his whole life around. He gave up the practicing of the law and became a servant of God, became a priest. And as a priest, St. Alphonsus worked and preached to the poor and the most abandoned, the people that have no voice in the society, the people who live far away from the city. And these are all baptized Christians, but what they lack is the sacrament. What they lack is people who come to teach them and to catechize to them. St. Alphonsus preached the message of love, the message of Christ to these people. And when we, the Redemptorists, speak about the poor and the abandoned, what do we speak about? If you ask 10 Redemptorists, they will give you about eight different definitions of what it means to minister to the poor. For some, the poor, like I just mentioned, the people who live in the rural area, the people who live in deep jungle of Thailand. And there are redemptorists across the world, not in North America, but the people in the East, the people in South America. That's what the redemptorists do, most of their mission work. But we also have the poor and abandoned in the United States as well, too. They might not be living in villages, or they might not be living far, far away from the city. So who are they? Well, the U.S. Redemptorists consider the poor and abandoned all the people that have been harmed by the church. The young who don't see religion is relevant to them. The people who are Catholic but don't see the value of coming to church, who don't see the value in worshiping God. That's us, the Redemptorists of North America, how we see the abandoned. And what is the goal of St. Alphonsus when he gathered this first group of few men together? What was his goal? He had two goals in mind when he founded the Redemptorists. to proclaim God's infinite love for them. And this infinite love is in the person Jesus Christ. And you and I experience this love of God if we look to the person of Christ in his humble birth, in his ministries, and his death, and his resurrection, and in his continued mission in the church and around the world today. That was his goal, to proclaim that ultimate love of God. And what is the second goal? It's to convince all of us, to respond to that love. Experience one thing, but how do you respond to that love? How do you share that love? And for St. Alphonsus, this is very, very practical. You don't just go out and just do things. But the first thing that for St. Alphonsus is this: prayer. In order to do anything, the first thing that you need to do for St. Alphonsus is prayer. Prayer for St. Alphonsus is a great means of salvation. If you pray, you will be saved. And for St. Alphonsus, prayer, I'm not sure, when I was growing up, you know, I would taught my grandmother how to pray. She prayed all the time, and she was saying a lot of prayer. And I didn't even understand what she was saying most of the time. And mind you, we're speaking the same language, okay? But she was praying so fast, I couldn't understand it. But for St. Alphonsus, it's not about gibberishing, you know, saying a lot of words. For St. Alphonsus, prayer is a conversation. You talk to God like you would talk to a good friend. You tell God your plan. You tell God what happened at work. You tell God what bothered you. And you tell God what you want to do with your life. You tell God your pain. You tell God your frustration. And you tell God, thank you. See, for St. Alphonsus, that is prayer. It's prayer, it's speaking from the heart to a dear friend. Huh? And this, the other things. And then, after prayer, what is the next thing that St. Alphonsus asked for us to respond to this love? The second thing to respond to this love is the focus on the sacrament. And the most important sacrament is that Eucharist. The greatest gifts which God had given humanity. And that gift has been given to us. And is incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ. The Eucharist is Christ himself. Huh? And you and I, all of us, are here this morning. We're encountering Christ. First, through the words spoken to us from the scripture. And then, we encounter Christ in the reception of the body and blood. But the most important thing is reception of the body and blood of Christ will heal, will nourish, and ultimately will transform, hopefully it will transform our heart and our mind. But it doesn't stop there, huh? It doesn't stop there. Because the Eucharist is not meant for us for personal consumption. It's something that we possess for ourselves. It meant to share That's why at the end of Mass, before you get dismissed, the priest normally say, go forth and proclaim the gospel. The Eucharist have that power. It compels us to do things. So by reception, it is the Eucharist. Hopefully, you and I will go out there, and may our encounter, may the people that we will meet, hopefully they would be transformed by encountering us, because we too has been transformed by Christ. So on this feast day of Saint Alphonsus, we remember that all of us has been chosen. We have through by the merit of our baptism, and we are invited to share in that life of Christ. And by sharing in that life of Christ, we are commissioned, being sent to be that Christ to the people that we will meet in our daily lives. So I invite all of you, think about who in your lives that need that encounter, need to hear that message of that good news. So hopefully that you will be that person that bring that good news to these people, and invite them back to encounter Christ personally in the Eucharist.